Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to that magical year of September of 2010. It's September 1st, and the rosters have just expanded for the Giants, and there's a fellow who's brought up, who we're going to talk about a little bit later, who has a very big impact for the ball club on this very special night. It's the Giants and the Rockies. Ubaldo Jimenez on the hill, an outstanding right-hander, against Tim Lincecum, number 55 for the Giants. Giants go into the game 4 games back of the Padres now. They're trying to chase the Padres in this magic year of 2010.
The Giants were in a scramble there, Marty, trying to catch the Padres, but they had just started to get their starting pitching in order. They would eventually go on a 23-game streak where they allowed 4 runs or less. This was a big game for Tim Lincecum, Marty, because he had had an awful, awful August. 0-5 with a 7.82 ERA in 5 starts, and he was looking to turn that around.
Boy, I remember that. Absolutely. And some of the players talked to Tim Lincecum about maybe a little better effort at that time. I remember Roy Oswalt, or someone said, he's not in shape. And you're right. Very good. Tim Lincecum did have that challenge going into this game. Well, he met the challenge, and he faced the Rockies, and he gives up a home run to Carlos Gonzalez in the 4th inning, and the Rockies go up 1-1. Giants fight back in this game and tie it up on a base hit by Guillen on a single to right field. Posey walks. Pablo Sandoval strikes out, but little Mike Fontenot gets a base hit and an RBI. Lincecum then hits into a double play, and it's 1-1 as we head into the 8th inning.
It was a quiet atmosphere that night at AT&T Park, Marty. You know, the Giants hadn't really been in a real pennant race for a while. 2009, of course, they were on the fringes of the race, I guess you could say, but people knew what was at stake in this game, and the tension was kind of mounting there in those late innings, and then finally, as is often the case in baseball, just that tension kind of overflowed.
Well, it's a great 8th inning for the Giants. We go to the bottom of the 8th. It's 1-1. Mike Fontenot leads it off with a walk. Now Bruce Bochy starts the wheels turning, literally, and he puts in Darren Ford, who we nicknamed the Bullet. He comes up from the minor leagues. It's his first appearance in the major leagues. He can fly. Now, he became a Giant in a trade with the Brewers for Ray Durham on July 20th of 08, and he's been in the minor leagues for the Giants since then, and he was an 18th round pick of the Brewers back in 2004, but Chris, he could run, and I nicknamed him the Bullet, and he was apropos of that night.
Very much so, and I know Bruce Bochy loved that nickname, the Bullet. Not only was he fast, but you kind of put him in there when you needed one shot to score. On this night, that nickname would prove prophetic.
Well, it's a great 8th inning, so Fontenot walks, and the Bullet is in at the pinch run, and everybody was excited at that point. Tim Lincecum, number 55, lays down a perfect sacrifice bunt and gets Ford over to second. Ubaldo Jimenez then uncorks a wild, wild pitch, goes to the backstop. Ford takes off and keeps going around third. The catcher makes an error on the throw.
Here it comes. Curve in the dirt. It bounces off to the left of Olivo. Breaking for third is Ford. The ball is thrown away by Olivo into left field. Ford gets up and he scores! That ball rolled maybe 8 feet to the left of Olivo, and Ford immediately, without hesitation, took off for third. Olivo scrambled after the ball, and in his haste to get the speedy Ford, he threw the ball into left field, high and away from the third baseman, Mora. And Ford, sliding into third, jumped to his feet, raced to the plate, and he was across the plate and clapping his hands before the throw arrived at the plate from Seth Smith. Darren Ford, in his major league debut, comes in as a pinch runner and takes over the game. 2-1 Giants. Wow.
And the Bullet scores, and the Giants go up 2-1 on an E2 and a wild pitch. How about that?
This was one of those games, Marty, where maybe it was almost better to watch it on TV because the cameras caught a classic shot of Pat Burrell and Aubrey Huff, those two buddies in the dugout, punching each other. And no love taps either. They were really hitting each other, but in boyish glee over watching Darren Ford round that third base bag and charge home. They were just so excited. excited and so thrilled. You know, even for you supposedly jaded 10-year big leaguers like those two guys, that's what speed can do. It is just such an electrifying element in this game, and the Giants benefited from it because of Darren Ford.
Well, it's the beginning of September, too, and the pennant race is heating up. As I say, this is a big game because the Padres go on to lose that night to Arizona 5-2, so this is a big game for the Giants to slice another game off that Padre lead. Well, the Giants go up 2-1. Now we go to the ninth inning. Cody Ross goes into left field. Uribe goes into play short, and Brian Wilson comes on to do the closing for the Giants.
Brian Wilson pitched many great games that year, and at one point, some of them were, of course, harrowing games. That was the year of the torture, and after one particularly entertaining save, Bruce Bochy mentioned that someday Brian Wilson will visit his grave, and etched on a tombstone will be, "You put me here." But, you know, when you had to nail down the game, of course, more often than not, Brian Wilson was nails.
Well, this was an easy one for him on this evening. Todd Helton flies out to center. Seth Smith flies out to center. And Melvin Mora pops out to second. And the Giants win the game 2-1 on an electrifying, Chris, you had to be there to see it. I tell you, I'll never forget it. An electrifying run from second base scored by Darren Ford to put the Giants up 2-1. Darren Ford that year, Chris, is in seven games. He scores one run, and we know which one it was, two stolen bases, one caught stealing. He then comes back to the Giants in 2011, plays in 26 games, goes 4-for-14, scores seven runs, seven stolen bases, and five caught stealings, and then he's not seen in the major leagues again. But on this night of September 1st, 2010, before 31,186, it's one they will never forget.
People will remember it because of Darren Ford's daring do, so to speak, on the bases. And one thing that Tim Lincecum did that night was turn things around. He had the bad month of August. Then in September, he was 5-1 with a 1.94 ERA. His strikeouts to walk ratio, 6.5 in September after being 2 in August. He just improved all around the board, and he was always exciting to watch. The combination of Darren Ford rounding the bases and Tim Lincecum pitching was tough to beat that night.
Oh, that makes it a great game. The Giants go on to be 19-10 in September. Padres 14-17, and you know the Giants win it the last day of the season with Jonathan Sanchez. They go on to win the World Series, but it was the Bullet, a great game on September 1st, 2010. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.